The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And welcome to our urban story.
Yes, and this is Barbara from Harlem and saying hello to everyone on this wonderful, beautiful Saturday afternoon, the 29th, I believe it is, of August 2020. Today, we're going to talk about the contrast, light versus dark. And I know most of you are familiar with what's been going on. We have the Democratic National Convention, and then we have the Republican National Convention. And we are going to point out the contrast between the two of them. And I think most of you are pretty familiar with what we're going to say, but we want to make sure that the message is clear and goes out loudly across this land, because we need your vote. And we need your voice in making sure that light in America prevails, light versus dark. And we have a choice that we have to make on the 3rd of November of this year. And I'm praying that those hearing the sound of our voices will be able and be equipped to tell those who have looked at the darkness and think the darkness is where America could go, should go, that you'll be able to tell them the difference between dark and light. You'll be able to give them the fuel and the food that they need to make the right choice for America. We want an America that is safe. We want an America that the Constitution is respected. We want an America that is prosperous. And we want America that has people who are moral and who love God, who's blessed this land in positions of power. I think you'll all agree with that.
Absolutely. Barbara, please give in the call-in number.
The call-in number to let your voice be heard is 973-925-4559. 973-925-4559.
Absolutely, Barbara. I mean, the contrast between the lightness of the Republican National Convention versus the darkness that the DNC presented is striking to me.
Absolutely.
Republican National Convention featured people from all walks of life. They didn't have a bunch of celebrities or anything of people of that nature. We didn't need them, quite frankly. I thought the Republican National Convention, whoever produced it, whoever was behind it, it seems like we have a call coming in. No, producer told me no. So we're going to keep going. Outstanding job. One of the speakers who struck me was Sister Deidre D.D. Byrne of the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And she spoke about how President Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. And we do have a call. Thank you for calling in.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you are?
My name is Ramon Pena. I live in the state of New Jersey.
Okay, Ramon, thank you for calling in. And what would you like to say? Let your voice be heard.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Barbara. My voice, well, I agree with everything you say. I just love you, Barbara from Harlem. I met you in New York last year when we had a walk-away rally and Trump Towers. I was in a little wheelchair. You won't remember me, but I remember you so well.
Ms. Barbara,
as I know, I'm not an expert. 40 million Christians did not vote in 2016. Am I correct?
Yes, that's...
Well, it was more like, you're not too far off. It's like 30 million did not vote.
Yes,
and
yes.
And it is critical that we vote.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, I am not certain how it works where people can go speak in churches, not just pastors or the preachers, but actual people who are part of the church, who can actually discuss the reason why we should vote conservative, and how we need to have that vote. Right now, they're shutting down people of faith, Ms. Barbara.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Closing down churches.
Yes, they are.
Attacking, burning churches. And I'm finding a little bit of an apathy from church people of faith. I don't see a, let's say, organization of people out there from churches getting together and demanding from our governor, especially like New Jersey.
Absolutely. And New York. Absolutely.
I'm not seeing it. And I'm concerned that the same apathy will go towards November 3rd.
I pray that it doesn't. I pray that it doesn't. I have posted on Facebook that America needs you. I have posted on Facebook some of the people who fought in our Revolutionary War, some of the pastors from the Black Robe Regiment, how they were in the pulpit with their robes on. And then when they finished preaching the Word of God, they took those robes off and they had military uniforms on. We need the Christian community to awaken and arise to their responsibility. You can't be salt and light hiding under the rock. And this is important for us to get out there and vote what God says in His Bible. He says that He hates hands that shed innocent blood. How can people of faith, real people of faith, stay home and take a chance that those people who promote these ungodly principles will once again be elected, will once again be serving in different offices of power while they sit home and be saying, praise the Lord, let me clap my hands and stomp my feet and do nothing.
Ms. Barbara, thank you so very much for all you do for us.
Thank you so much.
Your voice is so, so important. And
thank
I'm
you,
just
my
so
darling.
Happy that you are on our side.
Hey,
thank
I'm on.
So much. Love you, Ms. Barbara.
Thank you, and I love you, Ramona, and I hope that we meet again. God bless you.
Thank you,
God
Ramon.
You.
Yes.
Excellent,
yes.
Excellent call.
Excellent.
I thank you all for your comments. T-Star says, arise and awake. It's exactly what we need to do.
That's
we
what we need to do.
Wake up in order to save America. America was founded specifically on Judeo-Christian values. And you have a segment of this society, some of them very powerful members of this society.
Absolutely.
Who are trying to pull us and make us and shape us into a godless Marxist society. When that happens, God forbid, or if that happens, individuals will suffer. We will lose our First Amendment, Second Amendment, virtually all of our liberties. If, God forbid, Biden wins.
No, God forbid.
God forbid Biden wins. They will ignore. The Democrats are already ignoring our constitutional rights. And Kamala Harris has said, the VP candidates have said, the riots will continue. So the Democrats are offering a picture of darkness for this country. They believe in the doom and gloom, whereas the Republicans, if you watch the Republican National Convention, well done.
Absolutely.
I mean, a spirit of light was there. I mean, of hope, of life. I was mentioning Sister Deidre D.D. Byrne of the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. She's a medical doctor, and she's a nun.
And she's a veteran.
And she's a veteran. And she served this country, and she spoke about how President Trump is the most pro-life president in our nation's history. That is very important. Why is it that the Democrats want to welcome illegal immigrants into this country but want to abort unborn Americans? Can anyone explain that to me?
Well, you know what I really liked? I liked the fact that the light was shining bright on people living in housing projects.
Aha.
How they mentioned they've been neglected, but yet and still the illegal aliens
right.
are being housed where they live.
Now, this was during the Republican National Convention.
Yes, it was. Yes, right. it was. The light was shining on people who have been forgotten, people who have been neglected by de Blas. But Trump has been helping those people living in these public housing projects.
I thought that was, sorry, Barbara, I just want to throw this in. I thought that was one of the most important segments of the Republican National
Absolutely.
Convention.
Absolutely. Very ordinary people.
Very ordinary people who lived in New York public housing and saying how de Blasio neglected them, but the Trump administration is helping these people
Absolutely.
In public housing in New York City.
Absolutely. And I believe every one of them I saw on that program, on that segment, were African Americans.
Or Hispanics.
Or Hispanics.
That's right, you're right.
These are the people who will suffer the most from open borders.
Absolutely.
We will suffer the most. They're not going to go into the neighborhood and live in the neighborhoods of Nancy Pelosi, nasty Nancy Pelosi,
right.
You know, or bye-bye Biden.
Right.
Or any of these leftist liberals who have hearts that are so blackened against the Constitution of the United States. And I say that and I don't take it back, because your heart has to be blackened for you to think that illegal aliens should be treated better than American citizens. My Bible tells me charity begins at home.
Amen.
And they're not even concerned about the safety or the welfare or the general welfare of the American citizens. No, they want to bring in people who have illegally come into this country, ignored our laws, ignored the sacrifices that made America this great, wonderful nation, and they want them here so that they can build their building blocks, they can have more voters who will constantly keep them in power while they push down our throats godlessness, Marxism, socialism, communism. Mm-hmm. Because they don't respect God, they don't like God, and they are in the darkness, and they want to take us there. But those Christians, like, you know, we were just talking about, need to come out of those houses. Come out of those shelters, get your heads out of the sand, and come out and vote to maintain God in our country.
Barbara, one of the things that struck me, and if you watch C-SPAN, the RNC was broadcast uninterrupted. Ann Dorn, the widow of David Dorn,
oh my goodness,
who was murdered during the protests.
Yes.
For the first time, if you're a CNN or MSNBC watcher, you were not told the full and true story of how David Dorn, a black former police chief of in St. Louis, how he was murdered by black looters who were so-called protesting in the name of George Floyd. How are you protesting the unjust death of George Floyd by looting and stealing TVs and in the process murdering a black man, David Dorn, former police chief of St. Louis? For the first time, if you watch C-SPAN or even Fox News, I think you for the first time understood what Ann Dorn suffered through.
Absolutely.
And his life matters. The babies who were killed by Black Lives Matter protesters and looters, their lives mattered. But Ann Dorn brought many of us to tears when she described in detail what happened to David Dorn because of these rioting by the Marxist group Antifa and Black Lives Matter. She brought many of us to tears. And I personally believe that many people who are on the fence about Donald Trump were off the fence. They moved in Donald Trump's, President Trump's direction. And if you listen to the callers to C-SPAN, many Democrats and independents are fed up with the violence, fed up with the chaos. Then Biden is not denouncing it. The Democrats are silent. I thought there were moderate.
No. The Democrats say that they're peaceful protesters.
Right. But I thought there were moderate or conservative Democrats. I hear nothing from them. Your thoughts, please.
I mean, you're absolutely correct. You know, she brought me to tears. And there were many of them who were up there that, I mean, this was the light. The Republican National Party brought light.
Yes.
Made me very, extremely proud to be an American.
Excellent job.
I mean, I jumped up and pledged allegiance to the flag. When they were singing those patriotic songs, I remembered how blessed I am to have been born in America. I don't need a green card. Yes, my ancestors had a rough journey over here, but God took care of them. And we had a President Abraham Lincoln that made sure that people of my skin color were treated fairly with the 13th,
Amen.
14th, and 15th Amendment. And
Amen.
I am so blessed to be in America. And just like I think it was said by our vice president as well as our president, you won't be safe in Biden's America.
Exactly.
So everybody who calls on the name of God, and those who don't even call on the name of God but love this country, love our Constitution, we have to come out and force and vote against the darkness. The darkness is represented by the Democratic Party.
Thank you.
And there is no doubt about it.
Thank
they
you.
Are godless. How many times did you hear, and I didn't watch it, but I had reports from other people. How many times did you hear the people at the DNC say, God bless America. God bless you. God, not. I heard that Biden at the end said, God bless America. But during the Republican National Convention, light, light, light. God bless you. God bless America. Coming from this one, that one, all over the place. Because these people have a different agenda. Their agenda is to keep America out of the clutches, out of the hands of socialists, Marxists, communists, and secular humanists, the godless heathens.
You know, it was so striking that even Kayleigh McEnany, the press, secretary for the White House, she said, I want to thank God and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And there were many who said, God bless America, who weren't afraid to use the name of Jesus. At the Republican National Convention, the American flag flanked the stage. What? I mean, it was a blessing to watch the Republican National Convention. They brought us back to who we are as Americans. You cannot call yourself a Christian and vote for Democrats. Yes.
Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but Mary Beth has said that six Minnesota Democratic mayors just announced they are supporting Trump in 2020 election.
I heard about one. Six?
I just see this. Mary Beth has said six. Now,
wow. Well,
we haven't verified it, but I trust you, Mary Beth. You know. But
there were no flags on the stage at the Democrat National Convention. We live in the greatest country in the world. Why do the Democrats hate us? And that's
they hate God.
It boils down. Okay, Barbara.
No, the bottom line is they hate God. They hate the fact that this was founded on Judeo-Christian values. They hate capitalism, yet they have profited from capitalism.
Thank you.
Now, they hate America and our founding, but they won't leave.
Exactly.
They won't leave.
Exactly.
They promised to leave if Trump was elected. He was elected, and they're still here.
Exactly. Right.
I think one or two are saying, Robert De Niro or whatever, but leave.
But Barbara,
leave.
You see, the thing is, they want to practice socialism in a safe space.
Absolutely.
Because the fat of the land is here in the United States. We're on the cutting edge of technology and everything. And thanks to President Trump, we are energy independent for the first time since the 1970s. So they're living off of the fat of the land, blessed by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they want to push for demonic agenda, push for socialism and communism while living off the fat of the land. They don't want to live in a Venezuela. They don't want to live in Cuba. And they could leave.
They can leave. We're not stopping them. We got planes. We have boats. You know what I mean? You can even take a rocket if you want.
Exactly.
Just get out of America.
Right.
You know, we're sick and tired of this. And we need to royally defeat these people of the darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's what they are. You know what? I just want to just share some of the light that was beaming at the Republican National Convention. Dan Scavino, he's the Deputy White House Chief of Staff. You know some of the things he said about our president? Our president cannot be bought. Our president cannot be bullied. And our president cannot be beaten. Now, that's going to take all of us, getting our friends, getting our enemies, getting our everybody that we know out to those polls and vote Trump 2020. You know, and I don't know who, I think it was his son that said that his father was the bodyguard of our nation.
Donald Trump Jr.
Eric.
Eric, wow.
Eric, I think it was Eric.
Yes.
I took so many notes, I can't even keep these together. I got to be like... who is it?
Kayleigh McEnany.
My Kayleigh. Yeah. And get myself organized. But at any rate, y'all bear with me. I got to do it the way I do it. You know what I mean? He's the bodyguard. And that is true.
God
put him in that position.
True.
You know, and these so-called reverends and preachers and churchgoers.
Right.
Who have nothing good to say about our president, they need to read Romans 13.
Absolutely.
It says, give honor where honor is due. You know, there's so many people who say that they're children of God.
Yes.
And they're as vile and vulgar as a heathen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can't serve God and follow the media. You can't be serving God and listen to a party that has turned their back on God and vote for ungodly principles of a party that supports kill the babies and open borders. Come on to your senses. Start thinking.
Absolutely. I just want to say that, and President Trump is correct, he has accomplished more in 4 years than Joe Biden has in 47 years.
Absolutely.
In Washington, D.C. There is literally no reason to vote for Joe Biden. When the Democrats wanted to give a rebuttal to the Republican National Convention, they sent Heels Up Harris. They did not send presidential candidate Joe Biden. If Joe Biden cannot debate, if Joe Biden will not get out of his basement, how in the world can he run the greatest country in the world? Can any Democrat answer that question for me? He is not fit to run if he refuses to debate, if he refuses to campaign. He has done nothing for the American people in 47 years of being part of the D.C. swamp. I didn't hear there was no list of Biden's accomplishments during the Democratic National Convention. Yet if we were to sit here and discuss all of President Trump's accomplishments,
it
wouldn't be all night, but it would take up the entire show.
Yeah, I mean, the right to try, all of these different things that he has, how he's fighting the prescription prices, how he's fighting opioid addictions, and how he's making, how he's raised salaries of veterans and all of that.
I think it's important to point out that we're energy independent for the first time. I know that I said that earlier.
Oh, absolutely.
Since the 1970s. That's very important because some of our enemies reside in the Middle East. Kayla Mueller's parents brought me to tears.
Oh my gosh. Kayla suffered.
She was tortured. The head of ISIS used her, raped her. And the Obama-Biden administration did virtually nothing to help Kayla Mueller's parents.
Absolutely.
But when Trump was elected and he came into office, what a big difference. And they're now supporting him. So the Republican National Convention, I mean, featuring people, we can't forget Alice Johnson, a black woman in prison for 16 years because of the 1994 crime bill.
No, it was 20-something years, I believe.
20-something. Thank you,
yes,
Barbara.
Sponsored
in part by Joe Biden, the key senator behind that bill. I mean, she was given a full pardon by President Trump. And you're going to speak about another.
And John Peterson.
John Peterson, another.
Ponder. J-O-N Ponder.
Yes.
Absolutely correct.
And you're going to speak about another black woman who told us about how she earned as she learned on the job. We'll get to all of that.
Absolutely. That's why we say it's a light. And, you know, our president has stopped the catch and release program. What did they say? 20,000 gang members have been deported from the shores and the land of America. 500,000 criminals have been deported. Look at how he's helping the historical black colleges. And look at the 300 miles of walls that have been built, of the wall to protect American citizens, a wall that people like Bye-Bye Biden say that they want to tear down because they don't care about the safety of Americans. All they want are illegals to come over here, forget about the laws of our land so that they can make them into Democrats, you know, give them tax dollar of free rides on everything so that they will be obligated to vote for the Democratic Party. That's what that is all about.
Absolutely. You're completely right. I think we're going to a break pretty soon, but we have so much more to share with you. After the break, Barbara, it was a powerful presentation.
It was fantastic.
And I want to talk about what happened after the RNC, how Black Lives Matter nearly attacked Senator Rand Paul and his wife. I mean, this is a vicious, vicious group. And if your church is teaching you only Black Lives Matter, or they have an emblazoned on the billboard of the church, that's not a Bible-believing church. God is no respecter of persons. All lives matter. And if you're being taught that just Black Lives Matter, you're not being taught biblical principles.
You're not being taught the Word of God. That young lady that you mentioned earlier, her name was Stacia Brighton. She's a mother of two. She's a veteran. And she signed up for the National Council for American Workers. And also she mentioned it was the military apprenticeship. This is where you earn while you learn. This is another woman who presented at the RNC. This is more light to show, and she was black, to show how our president is helping our veterans who, and this lady was homeless with her two children.
Right.
But now she has a job with this program. You know, the light was really shining on everyone at the RNC. And I didn't hear, from what I read on the YouTube and what I've heard people say, there was so much darkness at the DNC.
Well, the Republican Party is a party of diversity. I mean, with the blacks and Hispanics who spoke, we have Hispanics from Cuba and all, the names are, I don't have it off the top of my head, but who spoke about the freedoms. And here in the United States, the Attorney General Samuel Reyes from Attorney AG in Idaho, he's helping with the human trafficking, how President Trump is helping with that.
Absolutely.
The freedom under President Trump. Rudy Giuliani was a powerful speaker. I could go on
Rudy Giuliani is my mayor. And I'm not going to, maybe I don't quote him verbatim, but he says, don't let Biden and them do to America what Cuomo, and I'm going to add de Blas, have done to New York. They have raped New York of her greatness. I don't know how it's going to come back. But, you know, Rudy Giuliani was very powerful. The Democrats, with their dark agenda, have painted this land as a land of racial injustice. I think that's what our president said. How can they lead when they spend so much time tearing down so many things and seeing this nation as wicked? There was nothing light, there was nothing positive about the DNC. We're going to go to break. If you're able, please support our sponsors. Our sponsors are active and retired members of law enforcement, and they do a wonderful job. God bless. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Bye-bye.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, Visit FettiAuto.com. That's FettiAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. The Blue Magazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke. Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, my friends. We are back with you. Let me quote my mayor properly. Rudy Giuliani said, "Don't let Democrats do to America what Democrats have done to New York." That was it. Also, Patrick Lynch of the PPA Association, yes, of New York, the president, he said almost 300 killed. The Democrats walked away from police. Police can't do their jobs properly. Their hands are tied. Mm. This is a sign of the lawlessness of the Democratic Party. This is a sign of the darkness that they're operating in. Because like Dr. Ben Carson said, there are those who sacrifice so much for our freedom. And what these Democrats are doing, they're ignoring the sacrifices of the many for the freedoms, for the liberties, and for the land that we have. They want to destroy us and remake us in the image of Venezuela. But why don't they go to Venezuela, exactly, and see if they can help Venezuela out, exactly, of the mess that they're in? True. It's never worked. It won't work. And Americans, please stand up for your country. Americans, this is the election of our lifetimes. This is really it.
This is really it.
You know, because there's a wave of lawlessness across our land.
Exactly.
And these people who support that, who call lawlessness, burning cars and pulling down statues, if they call this peaceful, we don't need them in any part of our government.
They're,
you know,
dangerous.
What? I was impressed with the fact that our president did say that he told them, you pull down one of these statues, you get 10 years in prison. All of a sudden, pulling down the statues stopped.
We have Josh on the line. Josh,
yes,
give me 30 seconds, and it'll take you really quickly.
Yes.
I just want to point out that after the Republican National Convention, the media complained that there are 1,500 people who saw President Trump speak in person to accept the nomination. But they had no problem with the March in Washington yesterday with Al Sharpton speaking.
Al Sharpton.
The media is really the enemy of the people.
They are.
Josh, welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon, my dear.
That RNC, in comparison to the DNC, was so much more positive.
Yes, it was.
You know, they actually came with a message. They delivered their message, where the DNC, the whole message was just hating Trump.
Hate Trump.
The Hodge twins, who are now have now become the latest Zuckerberg target on Facebook, getting their threats to have their page shut down.
Yeah,
they had made a good point yesterday, and they said, you know, all you hear is the left saying how hateful, like all this hate in the country is, yeah, coming from the right, where they don't remember seeing somebody getting beaten up for wearing a Biden shirt.
That's absolutely
shirt, true. Or they don't, or a BLM shirt. They don't, nobody's getting beaten up for wearing anything from that side. Where all this, all the violence is coming towards, you know, Trump supporters, towards right-wing people. So what are they really talking about? You know, and it's funny you brought up Rand Paul. The irony, and to show you how little that these protesters, well, rioters disguised as protesters, pay attention. They harassed Rand Paul. One of the things they were chanting at him was to say her name, which is the chant that they have in reference to Breonna Taylor.
Right.
Rand Paul is actually the senator that introduced the Justice for Breonna Taylor bill.
Wow.
Was to end no-knock warrants. So it shows you how little this is not about any justice.
It is not.
What you're seeing is this millennial generation, this 17 to 30-year-old white middle to upper class spoiled children who aren't going to get all the free things that Bernie promised, and now they're throwing we want a trophy temper tantrum, and they're literally saying, if we can't get all of our free things that we were promised, but we're going to burn everything else down. This has nothing
to do.
This has nothing to do. I agree with you, Josh. This has nothing to do with justice. Nothing. See, the two groups that are coming together that are targeting white people in particular, they're targeting Rand Paul. They targeted Brandon Strzok from Walkway Movement when he left the RNC speech. The dysfunctional black men and women who are coming from dysfunctional homes, angry, no father, no God, they're pairing up with white, spoiled college kids whose parents
have not socialized them properly.
Well, whose parents have paid them due to capitalism, but they're being taught Marxism and that America is so evil. America was founded on this or that. That's who are they're combining, bringing their forces together. That's who's doing the destruction. These angry black kids and these spoiled white kids, they're the ones that make up BLM and Antifa.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And not for nothing, but you've seen after the RNC, our president has made how many stops now? Three? You haven't even seen Biden.
I know. This is ridiculous.
Well, like so many have said, Biden is just a Trojan horse. You know, he's not able and he's not fit. You know, but what's really aggravating me is how these Democrat cities are releasing the criminals on the streets. And I believe some of them may be joining in. But, you know, these white kids who don't even know why they're out there, they haven't been socialized properly either. I guess some of their parents spent so much time making money, they forgot that they needed to give them some guidance, some principles, and some values. And they don't have it. So they're running as wild as some of our children in our neighborhoods who don't even know their fathers.
You are 100% right. This is a generation that was raised with parents as friends instead of parents as actual
absolutely,
parents.
Absolutely.
And they're running up. Sheriff Clark had always pointed out that, you know, this is a generation that just absolutely lives in defiance of authority. And specifically
absolutely, absolutely.
They run up against the ultimate authority, and that's where that clash comes in. They're not used to taking direction from anybody. Let alone the ultimate authority, which is law enforcement.
Yes, they haven't been taught.
You are doing a fantastic job. Keep the faith. November 3rd is coming soon enough.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And thank you so much, Josh. You know, but you're absolutely right. You know, we have some problems on our hands because we have so many of our young people who are not properly socialized. So many of our American people who have not been taught to appreciate what we have here. Now you get people from Russia, from all of these other lands. When they come here, they've experienced communism and all that, just like the gentleman who spoke at the RNC who was blind. I can't pronounce his name.
Chinese gentleman.
He came here, the Chinese gentleman who was tortured by the, a Chinese Communist Party, CCP.
Yep.
And they appreciate the wonderful things and the freedoms and the liberties here in America. But when we have these godless heathens who are not socializing their children and all of that, this is the result of it. But they're not exactly crazy, because when our president said it's going to cost you 10 years in jail, he said they stopped.
It changes their mind, right?
That changed their mind, so they're not exactly crazy.
The left is definitely threatening to hold this country hostage unless we give them power. That's literally what they're doing.
Well, and we cannot.
They're telling you. We will continue this madness until you give us power.
But the thing about it, Josh, we have to realize they are in the minority. Their voices are just a little louder and they're crazier.
Yeah,
but we have to stand.
We are the
silent giant or whatever it is. We are. And we are saner than they are. And we have to, you can't give in to them.
We're the silent majority.
The silent majority. Because if you give in to them, it's just like the devil. You give him an inch, he's going to take a mile.
Write it down right now. Short of cheating or voter fraud, our president wins 45 states.
I agree.
Write it down now.
All right, 45.
Unless they cheat.
I know. If somebody like Biden wins, and I hope people will wake up, China will own our country. Our president has done so much, the payroll protection, all of these things, you know, increasing the wages of people. And then what I was impressed with, like NATO, he mentioned that NATO was behind in their payments. He has them paying $130 billion more. And in years to come, it'll be $400 billion, you know, a year. You know, this man is fighting for us. This man is putting America and Americans first. We couldn't ask for any more in a president.
100%.
Well, thank you so much, Josh, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
God bless you also.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, the Republican National Convention was far more diverse than the Democratic National Convention. And Democrats always tell us they're for the poor, they're for the working class, they're for minorities. Well, I don't think the minorities really shone or were really shining at the DNC. But people like Maximo Alvarez, he was a bright light at the Republican National Convention.
Yes, he was.
And others who came from socialist countries, communist countries, are warning us. They are the canaries in the mine, if you will. They've been through socialism and communism.
Absolutely.
And we have better wake up. And I will repeat what I said earlier. You cannot call yourself a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, or Jew, for that matter, and vote for a Democrat. If you are a Bible-believing Christian and you plan to vote for Democrats, I'd like for you to call in this show. If you don't get in today, please call us next week and tell us why in the world you still would vote for Democrats, a party that believes not in what Bill Clinton even said about abortion. It should be legal, safe, and rare. Now they're talking about even after the baby is born, up to 9 months, even while the mother is on the delivery table. Our phone number here is 973-925-4559. We have a call coming in. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you? Who's this?
This is Marguerite from Spencer, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I heard that your governor was not invited to the RNC. He shouldn't be. He's a Democrat.
Yeah, well, we suffer through that every day.
I believe that.
We thought we were voting for a Republican. Surprise!
Yeah, you're right about that. Yes.
And since he's been in office, I don't understand how he got reelected, but nobody really ran against him.
Right.
Who is that guy? I think his name is Antoine Tucker. He's running against AOC. If only I could vote in that district of the Bronx.
Me and you both. I'm a resident of New York, but I don't live in that district. I wish I did.
And of Massachusetts in the boonies. If you look at a map of Massachusetts, you see the highways. The inside one closest to Boston is 128. The outside one is 495.
Mm-hmm.
Outside one is 290 and 395, and I live west of that.
Right.
I live closer to Springfield.
Okay.
than they do to Boston.
Amen. Amen. Wow.
It's boonie Massachusetts. People don't think, like, people don't think New York has boonies.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
From Massachusetts line to Albany, because there's a lot of boonies in between there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you. Was there anything else you wanted to add to that?
I did, Barbara.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to take you to lunch.
I wish I, you know what? I tell you the truth.
I will drive to New York.
I know.
Harlem, name the place, name the time. I will buy.
Well, let me tell you something, sweetheart. Y'all may have to hold me up, but if we don't get at these decent people running for some of these key positions in New York, by the grace of God, and if he spares my life, I will do that. I will do that.
Well, as far as lunch.
Because I think that like-minded people, whether we're from the boonies or whether we're
absolutely,
from the city,
absolutely.
Need to, like, hang out for a little bit.
Yes,
you know?
You're right about that. We need to get together and, you know, reinforce one another and strengthen one another. That's what we need.
We may just to, sorry. We may be in the Boston area.
Listen, sweetheart. We may be in the Boston area. We're trying to get up there next week. You know, just to relax for a few minutes. And listen. Do you? How can we get in contact? Contact me on Facebook or whatever, and we can let you know whether or not we are going to be up there. But we're going to try to make it up there.
Well, that would be awesome.
And we would love to meet with you and sit down and have a little coffee or something, okay?
I will give you my cell phone number, how I got your number to this program.
Okay, my awesome. Darling. That sounds good.
You can messenger her on Facebook so it's not public.
Absolutely.
We'll see what we can do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in, my darling. And we hope to be meeting up with you soon, okay? Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. All right.
Thank you.
I just wanted to shine a little more light on Biden. Number one, we already said he was a Trojan horse for socialism.
Correct.
And you know, he entered into a Biden-Bernie, manifesto. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in cash bails. They don't believe in supporting our police force. And Biden would close charter schools, which all, you know, children have given, well, number one, no, all children should be able, their parents should be able to choose whether or not they can get a good education. But our president said all children have a God-given right to life, you know, and that's not what the Democrat Party says. The Democrat Party says that they should die in the womb. Or even if they come out, they should die. That's darkness, my friends. Mm-hmm. That's darkness. And I don't want to hear anybody who says that they're a Christian just because they go to church. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian.
Thank you.
Being obedient to God. If you are obedient to God and you're his child, you couldn't vote for people who said, shed the blood of innocent babies. True. That's just common sense.
True.
And, you know, people who want to, like Biden, who want to defund the police, you know what he happened to say? Now, this is what our president said, that he says that law enforcement has an implicit bias against black Americans. Aren't we sick and tired of these radical, godless people playing that race card? America has come so far in race relations. I've said it over and over. I've lived in mixed communities, and I've never had a cross burned on my lawn. And for these people to keep talking about racism, tell me how many of them have family members that don't like them. We're not going to live in a perfect world. This is not a perfect world. If you want perfection, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and go to heaven when you die. That's the only perfection that you're going to find, as long as they don't stop you from, having a livelihood. They don't stop you from going to school. They don't stop you from sitting in the front of the bus. What does racism have to do with the progress that blacks have made in America? Look at
Absolutely.
Oprah Winfrey. Did racism stop her?
Absolutely.
You know, and then the senator, I believe, was Tim Scott. Look at all of them. Successful people.
Yes.
And they're black.
Yeah, a number of black speakers were very inspirational at the RNC, like Jack Brewer.
Yes.
Former football player.
Yes.
And how they tell us and they told us, like Burgess Owens, the struggles they went through and the help
yes.
they're not getting. And I think it's important, I just want to say this, Barbara, very quickly,
yes.
that President Trump has made historically black colleges and universities
yes.
part of the White House, meaning
yes.
to ensure sustainable funding for historically black colleges and universities. Obama never did that.
Obama
he
didn't
did very
care.
Little for
Absolutely.
Black Americans. In fact, for all Americans, Obama Biden did virtually nothing. Wall Street flourished. Illegal immigrants came over and flourished. But the average American did not flourish.
And all of that
Obama
money
Biden.
He gave to those who with the electric cars and whatever.
Right.
I forgot what
yes.
you call that.
Yes.
But at any rate, please, please, my fellow Caucasian friend, don't apologize for being white.
No.
Don't even play into this racism
right.
that's so prevalent in America.
Absolutely.
If these darkened people from this Democratic Party think this land is so wicked,
right.
you should ask them, well, why have they remained here?
Exactly.
Why do they want to run for office in such a wicked land?
Exactly.
You know, they should go to someplace, some oasis where they can live free. And I'm so sick and tired of Biden and all of them playing a race. The most racist party in American history happens to be the Democratic Party.
You're absolutely right.
The Republican Party was started to stop the flow or stop the increase, the increase of slavery in America. Please always remember that. And look at, you're talking about our president is a racist. I think I have a picture of Biden and Robert Byrd, who was in the KKK. Listen, we're going to have to sign off. You know, we just get so excited here. But thank you so much, each and every one of you, for being a part of our urban story. And God spare our lives. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, you're blessed, remain blessed, and may God continue to bless the United States of America. Amen.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line-of-duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.